Farmer Wants a Wife. That is the new show that is awesome. If you like dating shows and reality shows and all that, you're going to love it. We have the guys, Hunter, Ryan, Alan, and Landon, all following the closing jingle on this week's podcast.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. That's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me.
Yeah!
Who ever seen the leprechaun say yay?
Oh, the best gold ever.
We'll
for
come
today.
Back and talk about that in a moment. I just want to get the sponsor out once again. Thank you to Pickle Jar for sponsoring the podcast today. It's a great app. Look, if you love music, get the Pickle Jar app because, one, it's free, and two, it's a great way. You know, if you I don't want to slam anybody else, but there's another app that you can share money with and tip with and all that, and it starts with a V. But they actually take money away from the person that you're giving it to.
And you're like, no, they don't. I do it with my friends, because you're friends. But if you give money to people you don't know and they find out they're getting a lot of money from people they don't know, and they start charging them money.
So
that's weird.
If you want to show some gratitude to people like bands maybe that are playing on stage, if you're in a band or anything where you might take tips or anything like that, you got to get Pickle Jar. It's pretty great. Plus, you can use it for fundraisers. They will take care of figuring out all the money and where it goes and all that kind of stuff. It's great for causes all around town. So
can I just help my people out, my friends, over Pickle Jar, and just say that also it's cool. Like, even if you don't do any of that stuff and you like music, they've got all kinds of videos, stuff. You follow the artist on there. They're doing prizes and trips and all kind of cool. Like, just go download it, and it's free.
Yeah, it's free. It's free. Apple or for Droid, so get it. Picklejar.com if you want to learn more. And now, once again, the gold.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. All I got to do is look up in a tree. Who else seen the leprechaun say yay?
Yeah!
Carson, how are you doing in the brackets? I haven't followed you.
Oh, I'm ranked 18th, but
are you number 18? What? She's beating all of us.
Are you kidding?
No, but the ranking says 18, but there's like a million people that are ranked 18.
But it doesn't matter. They're 68th, and I'm 189th.
Yeah, okay.
And Garrett is 275th.
Okay, there's got to be something wrong then. Like, because I can't be that good.
No, it's just, I mean.
Or your picks were just
good. How many did you get right? You got you got 13 picks right.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that sounds right.
I said it earlier. So, Kara, y'all remember Kara? We met Kara at the game night.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband was in the military.
Bloomington.
And Bloomington. Yes. He had all of the pictures of him wearing 17 gear in, Afghanistan or something. Yeah. So, she's in first place
now. Yeah.
The problem is she had Arizona picked to win the whole thing.
She had them going all the way.
She got 14 out of 16 guesses right yesterday, but the one that she missed was Arizona. So if Arizona doesn't choke, she has 15 out of 16, which is crazy. Also, she cannot possibly win because her champion is already out. And I said I think she should take a screenshot.
Yeah.
I was in first place. Yeah. After day one.
Good for her.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Kara, then followed by Chase Keene, Michelle, Rosalind, Chuck, Brandon. You know what? I don't see any of our names anywhere here.
Yeah, do a search or control F for my name just to make sure I'm right.
Yeah,
and you're in.
She says she's tied for
18th.
Yeah, there you are.
Really?
Look at you.
Yes.
I know. We're all shocked.
The brackets.
Not really, because that's how it goes.
We always say to get in on the brackets every year. It's so much fun because, again, you get to prove that you're way better than we are at this. And Carson, you're going to take this.
I don't know about that, but.
You're going to be the best one of the show on there. Is there a chance for Big D or I to come back at all, Patrick? Or,
of course.
Or is Carson
it's
going
day
to.
Day one. And you get more points for each round. That's right. But, I mean, you get more points for each round. So by Monday, this whole thing, I could be in first place out of the four of us.
Even though you're the worst one right now?
Doesn't matter. It's all. That's the thing is, I have 10 points. You have 12 points or 11 points.
Yeah.
So it's like the difference is like 1 point different. So after today, we could easily be tied.
Kara is the only one with 14 points
14
at all.
Out of 16.
Killing it.
A lot of people tied for two with 13, right? But
I wish I could see her bracket and see what she must have had some of those upsets.
She must have.
Like, I want to know. I almost picked Princeton, not on the bracket, but on my app yesterday. So I had a free bet where you have to pick something with long odds to make it pay off. And then I actually clicked Princeton and was going to check out. And then at the last second, I went, what am I doing? It's like 8-1 odds. Princeton's not going to beat Arizona. And then I went back and I bet on Oral Roberts to beat Duke instead. And like,
so I'm looking at her bracket. Kara, you're an awesome person, a wonderful friend. You are going down, though.
Well, I told you, she can't win because Arizona's champion. Out.
Now, she does have Gonzaga in the championship game, which is still alive. So that doesn't mean you can keep going?
I mean, everyone else would have to completely catch on fire for her to win. I mean, okay. It's impossible.
Like, but, burn up.
Like, if Kansas loses in the second round and Alabama loses in the second round, then maybe she has a shot, but otherwise, no, not at all. But who did she have? Princeton? Is that the other one she missed? So she only missed two. One of them was Arizona. Oh, yeah. No, that's right. She didn't have Princeton.
Yeah, she had Princeton.
No, because Arizona.
She had Arizona over Princeton.
And then who's the other one she missed?
I don't know.
Because she got them all.
Yeah.
Man, it was. I do this every year. I'm like, why?
After the first day, they said 0.011% of brackets
were
still
perfect.
It was
less than 0.1% perfect.
0.01 it was what it was.
That's what I said.
Yeah, but I mean, that's way less than 0.1.
They said, too, it's less than 800 perfect brackets.
She picked Virginia, which was upset by Furman.
Ah, okay.
So that was
She missed the two big upsets, but she got all the other upsets, all the other craziness.
That's crazy.
Like,
I mean, you know, she's just going, that's good. That one's fine. Okay.
I've heard of this one. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard of this one. That's pretty awesome.
Oh, that has two syllables.
So all the guys right now.
Perhaps she is a rabid basketball fan did all of her research.
Yeah, that's great.
But then
that's
why would you take Arizona out immediately?
Exactly. Thank you.
She didn't. She picked Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, Carson, you're talking and...
You're making way too much sense.
I mean, see, this is why she's going to beat all of us.
I know.
She actually knows what's going on.
Yeah, I don't.
It's so great. This is one of my favorite. This is right up there with college football for me. I don't care anything about it during the regular season until now. See, I kind of get into SEC or all the conference championships, you know, last week.
When it gets good. Yeah. Conference championship weekend week is great. What, Patrick?
Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. ESPN has something called the perfect bracket. The perfect bracket. What is it called?
Is it the one where they tried?
So here's how it goes. When number 9 West Virginia lost, that was the first one. Right then, 10 million brackets were out. They started with 20 million brackets just on ESPN. So more people play on CBS, I think, because CBS has the tournament, but obviously a lot of people play on ESPN. 20 million brackets, half of them lost with the first game. And then 8 million more had Virginia beating Furman. And then where is the number 2 Arizona actually only took out 400,000 people, but that's how few people were left by the time they got to it. So right now there are 658 brackets remaining on ESPN out of 20 million.
I still have my two for the championship game still in it.
Yeah.
I've got Marquette and Indiana still in it. And again, I have Marquette.
Yeah, I mean, did they even play yet?
Do you think the perfect bracket people are all Princeton alumni? Because who else picked them? Who else?
They would have picked Princeton.
That's your mama picking
even
you.
If they go.
I love Bubba just now. Marquette and Indiana still in it. Yeah, neither one of those teams have even played yet.
See what
He's
I
like,
mean?
But my champions are both both alive. I'm fine.
Is that who you have in your final? Is that who
Marquette
you have, Bubba?
Wait, what? Yes.
Who do you have in your final?
Marquette and Indiana. Okay.
Who's yours, Carson? What's your final? Do you even know?
Oh, I don't know. I just know that UConn wins. That's who I put. I put my Huskies for.
And Patrick, who do you have?
In the final, I have Kansas, and I don't remember who I had in the final with Kansas.
I've got
probably
Kansas.
Alabama.
That's who I have.
Yeah.
I have Kansas winning.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's going to be good. I mean, listen, Texas is good. Texas won.
I think Houston.
Big 12.
I think Houston beats Texas.
You think so?
Yep. I do. Houston's going to – don't sleep on him, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, and here's the problem. To have a perfect bracket right now, you had to pick – both Furman and Princeton. Mm-hmm. So you're one of those people like Bubba who picks crazy things.
Uh-huh.
Which, by the way, thank you. I had a good parlay win with those two.
Yeah. 92
did you cash out?
Mm-hmm.
You did smart.
92 of those people have Vermont winning, beating Marquette. 200-plus of them have number 11 Pittsburgh winning. 127 of the brackets that are left have Iona beating UConn. So it's not looking good. 25 of the brackets left have Purdue losing. 25 people who have a perfect bracket right now have Purdue losing to Fairleigh Dickinson in the first round. So by the end of the day today, there's going to be five or six perfect brackets. It's going to be nuts.
That's crazy, man.
Out of how many million?
Out of 20 million.
It's like lottery odds.
It really is. There was one of the betting services, I think it's BetMGM, had if you get a perfect bracket, you get $10 million.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's how impossible it is to get a perfect bracket. Think about it, all the way
Wasn't
through.
Wasn't it Warren Buffett who did that years ago? He offered up a bunch of money if you got a perfect bracket. Yeah. And, of course, people were already out, like, three
rounds. My thing is this. There are 20 million brackets. I don't think there's going to be 10 left at the end of the day today. And there's still five rounds left. Like, you could be perfect at the end of this and still lose the whole thing because none of this matters. It's all who wins the whole thing.
My two teams are still alive. It's all that matters to me.
It's all that matters to you, man.
All that matters.
Yeah. Bring it on.
Let's revisit this afternoon and see how Bubba's doing.
Yeah, please do.
And it's funny.
And I will give you my betting updates as well.
Yeah, Bubba said the thing last night. He's like, okay, let's go. It is all his parlay.
Okay, do you cash that parlay out, the crazy one?
Yeah, I got $23 on
really?
It.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
It was like a 50-cent bet.
How far did you get into
Princeton,
it?
Princeton, though, right?
But I didn't want to. Yeah, I had some late games. Let me go see.
You would have lost because you also had like Houston losing and
I
other
don't
crazy
remember.
Stuff.
Those who don't know, a parlay is when you pick
crazy
more
teams
than one. Well, not necessarily. It's just more than one game, and all of them have to win for you to win. But halfway or so, I don't know how many games into it, they'll go, hey, do you still want to do this or do you want to cash out?
Mm-hmm.
And if you cash out, if you're winning, it's good because you can, double your money sometimes and all that. It was a 50-cent bet, and I ended up – it had, a potential cash payout of, $1,300 or something crazy on 50 cents.
50 cents.
So I cashed out at, $20-something bucks.
I mean, that's a huge win, $23.
That's massive.
Yeah.
$10,500 if all 10 of these teams win.
Oh, $10,000.
Yeah, but he needed Oral Roberts lost. I mean, a lot of these teams lost. So College of Charleston. But you got lucky because you got Maryland, Furman, Missouri – Princeton, the early game, they won, and then they were like, just in case, dude, you want $20? I can give $20 to get that right now. Just because they're like, I don't want to end up paying this crazy dude
$10,000. Well, there's a guy that posted on Twitter during college football, and he was like, all right, I got this parlay going. I need one more. It was Tennessee versus Georgia football. And he's like, all right, I've won all my games in my parlay, and this one's next. And if I win, it was like $100,000, and he goes, or I can cash out at $1,000 or something.
No, it was they were offering him $10,000 to cash buy out of a $100,000 bet. It was five NFL games, I think.
No, it was college
football.
Yeah. It came down to Georgia, Tennessee at this final game.
Yeah. And
he didn't cash out?
No. It was Vanderbilt beating Tennessee, I think.
Oh, maybe.
If Vanderbilt
you're right.
beat Tennessee that night, so he had four huge underdogs.
Yeah, they all won.
And they all won. So they were like, hey, dude, we'll give you $10,000 right now.
If you stop.
If you just take it and walk away.
Or you can go on.
Risk it all for $100,000. And he took the $10,000.
And smart.
Tennessee beat Vandy by 49 points.
Yeah, because he would have lost all of that.
Wow.
Yeah, and everyone was like, of course, I would comment. I get so excited whenever someone else's money's at stake. And I was like, dude, you've come this far. Let's do it. I was the only one. Everyone else was like, cash out, bro.
Dude, get out now.
Why are you even on Twitter? You should have just gone and cashed out. Yeah, oh, it's so crazy. Great. I know. It's so fun. So fun.
It is fun. I love it.
Do you get excited about anything like this, Carson?
I get excited about many things, yes.
Like Antique Roadshow. Wheel.
Wheel. 100%.
You
sure.
guys get so excited about Wheel of Fortune. It's so weird watching you guys talk. I put it on the other day.
Yeah.
I did. And I watched, it was like the last 5 minutes of the show. I didn't know what was going on because it doesn't look like the old school Wheel of Fortune. Like there was some kind of weird thing. And then they went and did like clips from Wheel of Fortune around the world.
Yep.
And they were playing like somebody from Greece.
Yeah. And they'll kind of show you what it's like in their country. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was just, it was bizarre. I'm like, what am I even watching? I didn't get it. Maybe I didn't catch it. I need to start from the beginning.
Ah, no, you probably just caught it in a weird spot, but
yeah, it was it made no sense to me what was going on.
I like it for the it's predictable, but it's not because everything changes.
Mm-hmm.
But Vanna she's going to do the same thing. She's going to walk back across at the very beginning and look at the camera weird. Doesn't she? She does. It's awkward, like a robot. It's awkward. And at the very end, during the for the final puzzle, Pat will say, okay, come on over here. And you just stand right there on this mark. He says the same thing every time.
Yeah, on the mark.
Yep. Stand right there on the mark. Or you can stand, because there is a mark on the floor. Mm-hmm. So they stand there. And, all right, we good. Oh, it's the best. I just like all the, it's just, I don't know, comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, we interviewed Pat, it was more than 10 years ago, and they were talking about, there had been a recent story at the time about how much money he made, you know? Mm-hmm. And he said, look, at this point, they're not paying us because we're breaking new ground or we're brilliant at this. They're paying us a lot of money so that episode 20 looks like episode 10.
Yeah.
And that's what it, I mean, or season 20 looks like season 10. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what it is it's comfortable and familiar. And that's why you have to keep him and Vanna. And this is the thing that it's always, they can't change it too much because people want it to be like it is. It's comfortable. People like it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something to be said for that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be changing He's also stuff. The best at just small talk.
Yeah.
Oh. No one's better. Oh, he's so good. Did I really just say that?
Wow.
He's really good at small talk. No one's better.
He's like boy crush.
No one's better than Pat Sajak.
Pat.
Have we had Pat Sajak on the show?
Wow.
No, I think Bubba, really? What? Fucking does not pay attention to anything.
Pay attention to us.
Anything.
Nothing.
Oh my God, that's the best one.
That's the best
ever.
One. That's the best one.
Reading.
For everybody else, rewind this podcast 3 minutes and listen to this exchange. And then listen to Bubba come in and say, have we had Pat Sajak? I'm done. I'm out.
Well, you guys started talking about all the other stuff.
Good to see my contributions are paid attention to. I'm done. Oh my God.
Think of all the people who just looked at their radio at the I'm like, what?
I was reading an article. I'm sorry, I got way.
Wow.
Hey, unbelievable.
That's a good one.
Did that happen?
No, it didn't happen.
Okay.
To answer your question, he has been on.
Yes, he has been on.
And when he was
on,
he talked about how that they don't pay him.
Oh, that's what you were talking
about. They pay him to make sure that
20 looks like about how he was on. Oh, my.
Yeah, I got all that. I just missed that one little piece.
Yeah, man. You just don't know. You just never know. You got to always pay attention to you, Patrick. Man, you're always
oh my gosh,
so
that
important.
Was so
you say things so important.
So classic.
Oh boy.
First of all, the fact that he doesn't remember Pat Sajak being on the show, but that's fine because it was probably 15 years ago.
Well, I thought he had because I remember I talked to him about his Irish pub, and it is St. Patrick's Day that we're doing this podcast on.
That's
right. And I remembered the tie-in of Pat Sajak had an Irish pub, and there was a band that used to play there with the best name ever, and I know I've told it to Carson before. The Irish band that used to play, the house band, was called Def Leprechaun.
Isn't that great?
That's the
Def
best.
Leprechaun.
Adorable.
But I didn't know if he was on the show or not. I can remember all that.
Oh my God, Kennesaw State is beating Xavier.
Dude, I'm watching the USC Michigan State
That's
game.
Screw up my parlay.
And some guy
Still
just got
tied.
He just got racked. Oh, it's his elbow. Never mind. That's so embarrassing when you get racked in sports when you're growing up and you have to lay there and they come out there and.
Oh, racked. I got you.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And then in football, they would put their hand under your waistband on the front and kind of pull it up just to kind of release the pressure of, I guess, on your abdomen or whatever. That was weird. I didn't know. I just kind of said all that. It's like it was all right.
Dude.
But Pat Sajak.
Has he been on the show before?
He is the best at small talk.
He like is really, really good at it.
No one's better.
So I was talking about something the other day, and I was filming on my phone. And my buddy goes, you can't call that filming. He said, you have to call it videoing or capturing or whatever. He said, filming is old speak. I'm like, what do you mean old speak? He's like, he literally got into an argument with me.
Slap him right across his mouth. You shut your mouth, yeah. Right?
Like, you put on your glove. And...
like, who's going to tell me that? That's terrible. I mean, everybody says, I'm gonna film this. Let me film this.
I challenge you to a duel, sir.
Oh, I would love to duel that dude.
Oh, my God. What a complete tool bag. Don't they film?
Yeah, film. But I watched a really interesting video the other day. It's like, how did they get this shot on old movies like the tornado in Wizard of Oz when she's on the in Kansas, you know, right when it first comes?
Yeah.
And how they do that because it looks so good. And they're like, this is filmed back. There is no CGI. This is like they had to like come up with stuff. All these old Buster Keaton.
Those are crazy.
If you can find the clips, the montages, it is mind-blowing.
Of all the stunts?
Yes, what he did.
Yeah. You know the one, the famous one where the barn, the front of the barn falls down and he's standing there and the window goes over him?
Yeah.
So he only knew, he did the math to figure out where he should stand. And then when he figured it out, he took a nail and nailed it into the ground. And they said if he, an inch or two, either way, and he would have been dead. He said that was the most exhilarating one stunt he ever did.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because, like, I watch, like, the ones where he's, like, in between the two cars and his legs are spread and he's like, oh,
or when
he
jumps on a train.
But, like, the motorcycle coming the other way hits him and he's, like, on the
handlebars.
There's
one where he really hurt his back badly, and it might have been the train one. But he's got stuff where he's, like, taking ladders off buildings. And there's stories because you didn't have CGI. There was no regulations on movie sets back then.
Yeah, for safety
like,
and all that.
No, that was just, you're going to do what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. It's insane.
Tom Cruise ganked his ankle one time, remember?
Oh, ouch.
And, like, we make a big deal out of that. Although, I think whenever he went on top of the, Burj Khalifa, whatever tower, one, when he did that and they show the pictures, you're like, man, even with the safety stuff on, you wouldn't catch me up there. The only time I'm that high up is if I'm in an airplane. And I would never do what he did on that.
Mm-mm.
So, kudos to Tom.
Is it only something like 5 people have been to the top of that? And it's him and Will Smith or 2 of them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't
Will
know.
Smith's not a slap. Huh? I missed my own joke. It's okay.
Okay.
So worse, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or like when you're singing a song, you're like, oh, I love this song. And you completely botched the lyric.
Like, oh. I do it all the time because I don't remember lyrics.
I don't either, man.
What was I about to say? It was about the Tom Cruise thing. Oh, I wanted to bring up the new SR-71 replacement that apparently some people are saying they debuted in Top Gun Maverick. You know the plane he's flying in the beginning, that super secret thing?
Dark Star.
Dark Star or whatever. They're saying that might actually be real.
No.
And that was the reveal to the world is, hey, look, we have this. Ha ha. I don't know.
I don't know. They're calling it the SR-72.
Because Lockheed tweeted out, here's some photos of a real plane to celebrate Top Gun, da da da. And they put that out there. I'm like,
oh,
yeah.
So what are they trying to do? And then you look at all the black budgets and all that kind of stuff. There's holes in the government budgets that we can't ever see and nobody can ever see. The only people who can are like the 5 people on these committees.
So, Bob, let me ask you this.
Yes.
So on that topic, do you think when the B-21 Raider, that right there, what they made a huge... Had you ever seen anything quite like that?
The debut?
The debut of it?
Yeah, they do that for planes. Yeah, because I know they just did the... I want to say it's Qatari Air Force is taking a delivery of the new F-16 derivative, and they just did the same unveiling.
I don't know why that one got on my radar, pardon the pun.
Because it was the first one you watched.
Yeah, but I don't know why. I'd never seen any of the other ones before. Anyway.
I don't think I have either, to be honest. But
see what I mean?
Assume.
Like, I feel like they pushed that out. Like, they really, like, there's a reason why you and I both saw that one. And we've never seen one before, even though they do it to other airplanes. It was this big, it's done at Edwards Air Force Base. There's this big production, like fog machines, lights, and there's all these delegates, congressmen, senators, whoever, and they're all sitting there, and there's people, generals, people in the military, and then I guess like people who worked on the plane, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're all sitting there on the tarmac, and the doors are closed, and then it opens up, and there's all this like flyovers, and there's like music. It's very thematic. And then that was it. Like it didn't fly. It didn't. I don't think they get moved. Did they move it out?
No, they never did.
Not okay. Anyway, or a little bit. And then that was it. But I was like, this is propaganda. This is look, China. Look at this. Can you believe that we have that? Look at this. So I think when you see that thing, that tweet that they sent out, is that part of this?
Is it part of the reveal, or is it
because
misdirection?
When this came out, when that B-21 came out, had Ukraine been, was there a war yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's been over a year.
Okay.
And the B-21 unveiling was like 3 months ago.
Okay. So it wasn't, yeah, all right. So it's part, I mean, it's all, the timing is all there, but I don't know. There's so much. I want to think that it's not all willy-nilly, that there's someone who's really, really, really smart who's planning all of this. Well, you know what we need to do is we need to do that.
Yeah, I'm looking for
other. And it's not like
other,
any of the politicians that I know.
I'm looking for all the other unveilings, and the only one that keeps popping up is the B-21.
Uh-huh. That I'm telling crazy. You, man, that was a, there was a reason. There are people that I know who aren't pilots. They aren't really into airplanes at all. And they saw it or heard of it. I was like, well, I heard about it too. That's weird. You know, there's a thing. They're like, okay, we want 80% of America to know about this.
And because so they, 82% of the world knows. So I mean, America knows, and the world will know.
Then 40% of the world. And so they like can like make it happen. I don't know. Is there a protocol? I mean, we saw that they were talking to Twitter about all that stuff.
Okay, I am looking right now. I finally found an old clip from 13 years ago when they unveiled the Global Hawk drone.
Okay.
And it's the same kind of setup. Yeah, it's
a lot of theatrics. And
yeah, and there's a big crowd. Yes.
It's all that kind of stuff.
And the lights go on. And
yeah, they did this at dusk.
Yeah, that's...
For the Raiders.
Yeah, dude, it looks like a concert. They got all the lights.
It's like lasers.
Yeah, it's...
Flybys. It's,
yeah.
Uh-huh. All Bono right. was there.
So this is something they have done before. So, yeah.
Wouldn't that, be great? All of a sudden you hear, and I still haven't found... This is on top of a hangar.
Dude.
Reenacting.
That's
what's the one
the
where
stealth.
They sing
it on? Still haven't found what I'm looking for.
What's the... Yeah, that's a good... What's the... oh, my gosh. That guy just absolutely slammed the ball. I'm doing five things
that's
at one
very
time.
Bubba of you.
And anyway, so that's what I think. Well,
was Pat Sajak ever on the show?
You know, he was. In fact, we talked to him
Pat
about
Sajak?
How much money he made.
It was 2008, 15 years ago, and he was talking about the 25th anniversary of Wheel of Fortune. So are they in the 40th year of doing it now?
Oh, yeah.
He's been doing it 40 years?
Mm-hmm. And there was someone
before
him?
Was he the original host?
No. No, there's another one.
And I think he's the 40 years would be the nighttime show. He did it like a daytime version before that.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, John. I went and just checked to see. We can't play the interview on the podcast because it's got the Wheel of Fortune theme going behind it the entire time.
Yeah.
Back then, we actually used to play music behind all of our interviews.
Well, I mean, we didn't. I mean, all that stuff changed.
Everything changed. Yeah,
we had a big moment where we were like, okay, we can't use licensed music behind stuff because it's not for on the air, but
for this.
By now,
yeah.
Everything gets chopped up and sent out, and you know, people talking our TikTok of Morgan Wallen being sped up to sound like Miley Cyrus. That TikTok's got a million views on it.
It's almost crazy. Like 800,000, but yeah. Neat. It's crazy.
Uh-huh.
Like, and that's just one. I mean,
and so you know, we've got all that. What I mean by all that is that everything we do on the show gets cut up, and Garrett does a great job of packaging that, repackaging it into different things. So you have Reels, you have TikTok, you have Facebook, you have Twitter,
and they all
Instagram.
Are packaged just slightly
just
different.
Some of them are a little different. The you know the constrict the whatever sizes and stuff.
And the restrictions on music apply to some that don't apply to others. And it's weird. Yeah. Like, but podcasting is the worst. So podcasting is the one where you really have very deep restrictions on what you can put in a podcast.
Yeah.
Man, I got lost into these unveilings of aircraft. I found another one, the Boeing 787, the Dreamliner. There's a huge unveiling for it.
Well, I get that, but I mean for military
stuff.
Yeah,
for military stuff. No, the B-21 and that Global Hawk are the only ones I've seen.
Isn't that interesting? And the Global Hawk was big. That was a big piece of propaganda, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that was – we got a plane that flies itself. I mean, it seems stupid now, but back then – I mean, that was the drone world was new, you know, and now we got them that they fly themselves. They're AI, they're thinking on their own.
That's crazy, man.
I'm sure nothing bad can come from that.
Dude, I know you and I have talked about it. I wonder if because these things not only are flying themselves, but they get to decide when they drop a bomb or shoot a missile.
There's all that stuff's got to get.
You don't think that?
No,
I know. The submarines.
But submarines
those aren't
not ours. They're talking about the Chinese ones that can do that, but ours are all.
No, he's talking about the submarines that have to come up to because once they go down, they're not disconnected.
In the U.S., submarines can't fire without being told to fire.
You assume?
Well, that's according to the military. Oh. Maybe they're lying. But
I don't believe anyone.
Yeah.
Want an example of a cash out? A way to explain it to somebody? Here's one in real time. Kennesaw and Xavier.
Would it kill you to use a blinker? What? What
we're talking about cash outs and how they work and why they are.
We were talking about drones.
Oh, like we don't go. You just went back to that. That was a whole different thing. Pat Sajak. It's a thing. We go everywhere.
Well, tell us about this.
Okay, so they have 79 points right now, 43-36. It's halftime. I bet under 166. So that's
what
they have
that
less than they have. They can't score more than 165 points
combined.
They're not halfway there yet. I bet $17 to win 50 or whatever. They're offering me $25 right now to cash out. So that's why. Because the chances are they won't get there, but maybe they will. So you kind of have to look at it.
So you're
going to
take the cash out?
No. It's less than half the points. I'm going to ride it out because they're not offering me enough. But it's just one of those things where they do that. They try to make you think twice about it and go, hey. A lot of times they'll offer you less than you bet. But because there's a chance you could come back and win, but maybe you just take a little bit and you bet $10
so you don't
on
lose
something
all
and they
your
come
money.
Back live and they go, hey, I'll give you six right now if you just give up on this. And you go, ah. But then you just gave them $4.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, their algorithm or whatever, it knows how to beat you. Like, it's smarter than you.
Sure. That's why they have
they have millions of dollars.
That's why they have more money.
Billions of dollars. Yeah.
By the way, Michigan State USC game is... Fire.
Patrick, what green are you wearing?
I'm not wearing green.
Patrick is not wearing green at all.
No, I'm not.
I'm not either.
You're not?
No.
I'm wearing green shorts. There's not green in that shirt, D. No, I guess not.
No.
Carson and I are the only ones who are
celebrating.
Yeah.
I know.
Good for you.
It's very elementary school.
Would you like to go out and have some Mexican with me today?
Yeah, it's your Mexican day.
I always do that. I always do Mexican on St. Patrick's Day, and I do. I go to the Irish bar on Cinco.
That's exactly what I do.
Yep.
See you there.
Mm-hmm.
Did you steal that idea from Bubba, or did he steal it from you?
No, I've been doing it for a couple years. Yeah, it was before we met. It was because one day I went to the Mexican joint by my house on Cinco, and they shut down the. They shut down the parking lot.
We should totally be watching this instead of doing it.
All right, it's good to see you guys. Hope you have a good weekend.
You guys so worried about your money. Once again, thank you to everybody for having us on. We do have Farmer Wants a Wife, guys. If you are listening to the podcast, as soon as the jingle is done, you'll hear from Hunter and Ryan and Alan and Landon. And it's very interesting. I love that show. If you guys are not watching it, Farmer Wants a Wife is pretty great.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. All you got to do is look up in the tree. Who else seen the leprechaun say yes?
Yeah! This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. Podcast.
Tonight on Fox, Farmer Wants a Wife. And there's four guys, and we got two of them on with us now, Hunter and Ryan. Hey, guys, how are you? Good morning.
How you guys doing?
Pretty great.
We're good.
Hey, good morning.
That's a big night. Big night.
Yes.
All right. So tell us, this is, what's the rundown? I mean, we all kind of, people are used to like, you know, dating type shows, but this is a little different though, right?
Oh yeah. It's got its own bells and whistles in its own right. You know, a lot of the other shows are going off to ROA lands, basically on a extended vacation. And this one, we're bringing the girls down to the ranch and putting them in the nitty gritty and letting them see what real life is like and what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And it's real interesting because the girls get to like partake in our life. So instead of just dating us in at a resort, they're actually dating us in our lifestyle. So they really get to know who we are.
Well, it was interesting because I was watching the show and it says farmer wants a wife, but as I'm looking at it, I'm thinking it's more like on a ranch kind of thing because I wasn't seeing a whole lot of farming going on.
We're cowboys.
It's like,
Ryan, I'll let you take this one first.
We're just a bunch of cowboys. You know, I was kind of telling the show, I was like, you know, it's farmer wants a wife, but they were attracted to a lot of cowboys. And, you know, it's our lifestyle. And in a sense, it still relates, you know, because we're tending to the land, we're tending to livestock. You know, we have to roll our hay and everything. So it still kind of relates to all sorts of farming in a way. It's just, you know, our lifestyle is a little bit more, I guess, centered towards the animals more so than just crops alone.
Rural studs rolling in the hay. That's another name for it.
Yeah, it was probably on the short list.
No, like I'm watching the trailer, and I'm you know, especially like you know, over the last week or so, it's popping up a lot. People keep sharing it, and it reminds me of The Simple Life meets all the other dating shows, and it's cooler because I actually relate to this.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's kind of what takes off of this with everybody else. You know, it kind of touches into the heartland of America. You know, Ryan said it. He said it very beautifully. You know, we're not necessarily into the row crop aspect, but, you know, farming is such a broad term. And, heck, you know, not everybody's affected by bankers. Not everybody's affected by different aspects of the world. But, you know, if you had lunch or you had breakfast, you had dinner today, agriculture's impacted your life, and that's what our industry is. And so, yep. Like, this has got something that's going to touch everybody in the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's tonight on Fox, and the way it works is the show, there are four guys, and then each guy, you have prospects. You have eight prospects per guy. So it's kind of a different setup. You guys are going to have a lot to handle with these girls tonight on Fox.
That's putting it lightly.
Especially the ones who are like, I'm a blogger, and you're like, oh, okay. Well, pick up.
Why can't I get service out here? How can I pose?
Can we put a tower here?
Yeah. One of those spa days and stuff like that.
Alan and Landon are two of the four gents who are part of the show and join us on the hotline. What's up, guys? Good morning.
How are we, sir?
Well, hello to you, sir. Yeah, no, we're good. We're good, man.
All right.
Yeah, we're doing
good.
How's
it going, guys?
We're good. All right. So, y'all, what does y'all's mom say about this show? When you did it, what did your parents and your family say?
Mom wasn't. Go ahead, Landon. Yeah, no, mom was not tickled with my choice.
with
not a big TV family, anyways, and danger not reality TV. And then she had kind of like a fundamental problem with like. I just don't feel like it's right that you're dating five girls at once. I was like, well, you got to look at it a different way, Mom. It's not that I'm not dating in the normal sense of the word. It's almost like a tryout. And
that's a lot better.
Dance classes, for everyone.
So how are the walk-ons this year?
My mom was kind of a lot the same. I wouldn't say she was surprised because I seem to find myself in unique situations pretty regular. But, you know, coming from a small town, very conservative, deep South family, you know, it was a little bit outside of the box. But, you know, my family's always been supportive of me and my adventures and my endeavors. And, you know, they supported me in my decision to go. And while they kind of shook my head at me a little bit, thought, this goober's done it again. You know, they were very supportive and on my side.
Is there anything that happened during the show where they wanted you to do something, and just your that small town, the way you're raised, you know, you just were like, I can't do that, guys.
I'll be honest, that was one of my biggest concerns, and I could not have been more impressed with the production team. I mean, they were very accommodating. They respected, you know, our morals, our wishes, our whatever you want to call it. And, I mean, if they threw something out that I wasn't comfortable with or didn't like, and I would mention, they'd go, okay, then. So there wasn't any pressure to be anyone other than who we are or what we believe in.
All right. And
yeah, and I'll agree with that. You know, kind of from square one, I kind of laid some rules down because of my lifestyle and the way I was raised and that sort of thing. And, you know, they assured me that they wouldn't push those boundaries. And, you know, even though I was a little bit skeptical of it, you know, they really respected that. And on that part of it, they did a super good job. And I can't say enough good things about the production team as far as that kind of thing goes.
Well, I'm watching the trailers and I'm thinking it's The Simple Life. It's like Paris Hilton. You know, you got the big city girls going out to the country. It feels like that mixed with pure country, you know, the old George Strait movie. And I just,
oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
I love the whole concept. And apparently this is a huge show in Australia, and they've gotten like, how many babies have been made? Like 100 and something babies, 400 and something babies.
No, like 400.
Yeah, like 400 and something.
Yeah. Yeah, so like it's supposedly a super highly successful
like
show.
Like human babies?
Like human babies, oh. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. We're farming. I thought maybe.
Human babies? Human babies? Hope that's, you know, the best quote from any interview you'll do today. Wait a second. Human babies? Yes, human babies. Yes, that's well, what happens on the farm.
I can, country boys and girls.
I'm not sure if you guys are aware of this, but Alan is currently doing this interview from his 18-wheeler hauling cattle right now.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, and again, all the girls, there were none of the girls came from a small town situation. They're all big city girls?
All of mine.
You know, there was a little bit of a mix. You know, I had a couple girls that were kind of familiar with the country lifestyle and had grown up in a semi-rural country
suburban
situation. And then I had some girls from the big city, too. So, okay. You know, there was a good mix.
I cannot wait. Tonight on Fox, it's going to be great.
That's right. Hey, as long as there's a Dollar General around, right?
When is
there a
Dollar General around?
Yeah, she's got a DG tattoo. She was straight to the top of the list.
What? And the top is if she has a TSC tattoo.
Come on, okay. All right. I like it. Hey, guys, Alan, Landon, we wish you all the best. We'll be watching tonight on Fox, Farmer Wants a Wife. Looking forward to it. All the best, you boys.
I appreciate
it. Thank you so much for having us.
All right, later.
It's going to be wild.
See you, man.
Bye.